The Eagles are playing the Sphere in Las Vegas beginning September 20th, 16 shows through December 14th. We want to send you there. We got two trips for two. We've got the flights. We got the stay at the Venetian. We've got Chica Las Vegas dinner for you. Two tickets to the show. Vibe VIP experience package. We've got it all thanks to our friends at Live Nation. But to enter for your chance to win, you need to know the national keyword. And here it is. One. O-N-E. One. Text that to 95819 and you'll be entered to win this fabulous package. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com.
There's more small black businesses that have been started than any time in history. Number two, the wages of black unemployment is the lowest level it's been in a long, long time. Number three, we're finding housing for black Americans and dealing with the segregation that exists among these corporate corporations that collude to keep people out of their houses.
That was President Joe Biden last night with the debate with on CNN with the former President Donald Trump. And on the WJR live line to talk more about this and also the new $83 billion budget set to take effect October 1st is Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II. Lieutenant Governor, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here with you.
And before we get to the budget, I got to ask you, of course, about the debate last night. What were your thoughts last night on the debate? And how do you see the debate influencing voters here in Michigan, especially blacks and Latinos?
Yeah, look, I think what black folks and what everybody saw in the debate last night was a president who cares about people, who is doing his best to make sure people have a chance to get ahead and have access to health and wealth, and a president who lies about people. He lied so much last night. Did it constantly attack people, was petty, and it shows what a second Trump presidency would be like. And we need a president who's going to be focused on us and our future, and that's Joe Biden.
Lieutenant Governor, there's an elephant in the room, and it isn't the Republican mascot. I want you to react to these headlines this morning. Democrats privately discuss replacing Biden on presidential ticket. That's the Wall Street Journal. New York Times, a fumbling performance and a panicking party. NBC, some Democrats start calling for Biden to step aside. Your reaction to what was sometimes a meandering, stumbling, and there were a lot of missed layups last night, sir.
Yeah, it wasn't the strongest start. I'm not going to front on that, but I do know that the substance of what President Biden said and what he showed, that he's somebody who is doing his best for the American people and not for himself. And I think it's hard to be selfish and be successful as president. And I think the first Trump presidency demonstrated that. And what he showed, what the former president showed last night, is that he is such a perpetual, habitual, and a can't help himself level liar. And those lies mean that somebody that I cannot trust with the keys to the country. And I think that people understand that. And that's the story that we're going to tell between now and November.
I guess let's talk about the state budget. Moving on to things happening here locally. It was passed early. It's $83 billion. What are the highlights for you?
There's so many good things in this budget. First and foremost, the fact that we're building on the foundation that we've laid, me and the governor, in terms of having record funding and support for education. This budget adds $1 billion on top of what we invested in public education last year. It adds, you know, student loan debt forgiveness for teachers, because we know we need more teachers in more places and more districts, and this one is helping it become easier for people to say yes to becoming education professionals. We are providing now access to free community college degrees for every graduating high school senior in Michigan. That's on top of expanded monies for the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, that as long as you graduate from high school and fill out your FAFSA form, almost 4 out of 5 graduating high school seniors are eligible for some kind of support to go to college in the state of Michigan. Look, we know that things are expensive right now, and they're going to continue to be expensive for a while. But the best way to raise your income is to get more education. And so we need to make higher education more affordable. And we're doing that and providing a better path for it. You know, I got a 4-year-old, she just turned 5 last week, but this, all 4-year-olds in Michigan, we're on a pathway to getting all of them into pre-K, which is going to save families $10,000, the cost of pre-K, but it also positions those kids to meet their early education milestones and become earlier readers and get better outcomes from our education system. So this education piece is something I'm really excited about.
Lieutenant Governor, what does the budget say about affordable housing? Because we hear about that a lot here in the city of Detroit, but there are diverse housing needs in different communities across Michigan.
Look, I spend time in every place in Michigan. I hear about this in every community. We already had laid the foundation with an ongoing $50 million a year investment in affordable housing. The governor and I actually increased our affordable housing goals for the next few years, up from 75,000 new units to 115. Well, this budget helps get us there by putting an additional $100 million on top of that for this next fiscal year, again, to build more homes, to rehabilitate more homes, to give more tools for smaller, more diverse developers to get involved in creating more housing solutions across Michigan and in the city. The affordable housing efforts that we have made in advance and made progress on in Michigan are the result of the state's historic investment that I've been proud to lead, and we're going to continue to double down on that because people need to be able to afford a home in Michigan so they can continue to say yes to living in Michigan every single day.
Lieutenant Governor, free community college for all, good step forward as we try to keep people here, pre-K for many, many more Michiganders. But this budget agreement, we talked to a superintendent yesterday who says that he sees layoffs in the future because it's not sustainable funding. And he was also upset that the money that was paid to public and non-public schools for mental health and school safety funding was pared back after Oxford, after Michigan State. How can we shrink that funding?
Well, the governor and I have put forward mental and behavioral health resources that are increasing in our communities across Michigan. One example of that is the Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic program that I championed. It's activating federal legislation that was passed by Senator Debbie Stabenow. It's allowed us to open up new centers across the Lower Peninsula in Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, including new centers in Detroit. More than $1 billion is going to add to more of those centers being able to be opened up for children and families to be able to go to for free, regardless of their insurance status. I've talked to insurance providers in Wayne County, for example, and they say that the CCBHC program has increased their capacity to serve children and adults by more than 40%. So we have so many more resources available to children and families to make sure that people have what they need. And so we think that this is a model that's scalable, that the providers are excited about, that we have dedicated funding for from the federal government. And the governor and I are the first administration that has made such a strong investment in expanding mental health resources in the last 30 plus years when it was decimated by Republicans in the mid 90s. So I think that our commitment to mental health and wellness and overall expanded access to mental health resources and health care has been second to none and will continue to be, because alongside housing, that's what I hear about from families. That's what I hear about from people all across the state of Michigan, is we need access to more of these resources and more of this infrastructure, and this budget invests in that.
Before we let you go, Democrats are talking about perhaps having an open convention and pitching a governor to take Joe Biden's place on the ticket. Gretchen Whitmer is one of them. Is that a good idea at this point after last night's performance?
You know, look, the governor is the governor of Michigan and focused on that, and she's going to continue to be the governor of Michigan. What I'm looking forward to at the convention is just drawing a contrast again. I saw the debate. It wasn't the strongest start for the president. But what I also saw, again, was a man in Donald Trump who just cannot help himself but lie at every sentence. And that's not someone I can trust with the presidency.
All right, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II, thank you so much for being here. Always appreciate you being on JR Morning.
Thanks, y'all. Have a great day.
You as well.